Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are going to be talking today about one myth out there in the fitness world. So we'll be busting that. Before we do, we just want to give you an update on how our move went. So we moved from the LA area, North LA, to the Bay Area, which is both in California, and both are fine places to live.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. it was quite a long drive. We did the whole U-Haul drive around.
Right.
And I'm not one to get a solid 10 hours of sleep, but last night I slept solid.
Well, that's because
nonstop.
You're sick right now. Like, yeah. We packed everything up, and the way we had to do it with the U-Haul was put our beds in first. So we slept on the floor the night before we moved. On Sunday night, we slept on the floor and then woke up at 5 and just finished packing and busted up Monday. And yeah.
It was intense.
It was a process, and I forgot how much effort it was to actually move, because I felt like, oh man, I'm not gonna get my workout in, blah blah blah.
That's all we did for
exactly.
We worked out
in the morning for 3 hours, and then we came here, worked out for another 2 hours, and now I'm like unpacking. I'm like, oh, I'm tired.
All right, yeah, I'm way tired.
Yeah, so. That was an adventure.
But I will say one of the perks of our new apartment, It is literally somebody is ruining our podcast right now. $10 says it's my mom.
No.
Who is it? Oh, it happens.
Yeah. I just hit ignore. Sorry.
Let's see.
I'm not cutting that out, just so you know.
That's fine. I should have been talking then. I'm going to... You talk right now.
Okay. Well, Tyler... One of our old friends just called Tyler and ruined everything for you. I'm sorry.
No, what I was trying to say, though, was one of the perks of our new apartment building is this walking distance to a barbecue joint that I am eating right now that is scrumdiddlyumptious.
It is pretty good. I'm not going to lie. And then it's far enough from my parents' house, my parents' house, that I can still go visit. But they, you know, it's not like...
It's far from my parents' house, too.
Yeah, it's like... What, half hour from your parents' house?
It's about the same distance, just different directions.
Very true. So that's good. So we're close to our parents, but not so close that they can just come anytime they want.
Well, there's also a gate that would imply that they can't.
Well, they could come.
Oh yeah, during the day.
4-7.
Ah,
and show up. So
don't give them ideas.
Cindy, you didn't hear that. Brenda, you didn't hear that. So that's been good. But the great part about the move. I've been doing audiobooks, and which I think we might get involved with in a couple of weeks, because you can get a free, if we sign up as an affiliate for this website, then our listeners get a free audiobook.
Yes.
They sign up. So it's like one of those things, it's a win-win for us.
Yeah.
So we might be doing that, but I've been listening to books, and I've been listening to this one called Born to Run.
I hear it in the other room as I'm unpacking.
Right, I put it on my little iPod dock, and it's pretty cool. I'm really enjoying it. It's about the Tarahumara, something like that, some tribe in Mexico who are like these incredible runners. And a lot of it's just reinforcing what I already know about shoes and feet. The fact that the athletic shoes that we have now are actually pretty bad for you, but there's one cool statistic. I think it was the University of Hawaii. They did a test. They had a bunch of runners fill out this survey, and they about their habits about shoe buying and running and all this. And the people who bought the most expensive shoes, over $90, spent more than $90 on their shoes, had 120% greater injury rate than those who paid less than $40 or something like that.
Wow.
It was crazy. Crazy. So I'm going to be experimenting with over the next couple of weeks with barefoot running, wearing they have these like five finger shoes. Like it fits like a glove under your foot. It's really weird. And then running in sandals.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, because I've been like getting into running anyway, so we'll play around with that.
I'm just looking forward to when we get the boxing set up on our balcony.
That's going to be good.
Beat the crap out of that thing.
I know. Tyler wants to put a hook into the ceiling, but I think...
I think the stand's going to be...
I think the ceiling is made of steel.
That, it could... it could be.
Yeah.
So, I think the balcony, I'll just go buy one of those stands for it.
Right. Okay, so let's get on to the myth.
What's our myth of the day, Keon?
Our myth is that... I think we've glanced over this a few times in the boxing and the Pilates episodes, but... This one is one that bothers me to no extent. It's the myth that women who work out get bulky and nasty, and all that. So we're gonna bust that and explain the benefits of having muscle.
I think that's a great idea. So let's bust it.
Okay.
Bam.
So, on a yeah, boom.
The bam.
Yeah, that threw me off.
Threw you off.
On a purely physiological level. Women don't have testosterone enough to build the muscle. Like, that's true. Why female bodybuilders have to put roids in. They have to use steroids to get big, right?
That's debatable.
Is it?
I have a hard time throwing
about, we're not
out.
Talking about, like, fitness people. We're talking about, like, the people who compete at, like, Miss Olympia.
I know. Hold on.
I'm gonna pull it up online while you make
what,
your
what
defense.
I'm trying to get at is that I personally don't like to proclaim to people that they're using roids.
Why not?
Because it's an illegal activity that we should really do a roids podcast as well. We'll research on top of it, but that. It's just interesting to me. I don't think everybody uses roids that people think. I think that they do use a lot of borderline roid statistical things.
Okay. Look at these three women and tell me that that you can get that muscle naturally.
Like,
on a woman.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm going to put this online.
That you can't... I don't want to be liable in the sense of proclaiming that people
are...
My
opinion
is
that
they
use roids. It's not a statement of fact. It's an opinion. That most of the people who compete in the Miss Olympia are steroid users. That's what I think, and that's...
I would also like the public knowing, is that I understand. You can put all these pictures up that you're showing me.
Okay.
I agree with you that they are intense. I think we were busting the myth that muscle isn't like... I didn't know we were going on to a steroid figure because I have a friend that is a female body... I have a sister of a friend that her sister is a female bodybuilder.
Right.
So I can talk to her and ask her. I don't think that she does.
Yeah.
But
you don't
I can get a realistic view from her if there's other people.
It's the rectangle square argument. Not all bodybuilders use steroids, but some steroid users are bodybuilders. You know, it's like, you know, it's just one of those things. So, but the point I'm making... The reason I touched on steroids is that to get that huge, you typically must be so devoted to working out that you're busting your ass every single day with heavy, heavy weight and hours of like double days and all of this of hard weight workouts.
Okay.
And to get that big of the pictures that we'll put online
at truefitnessacademy.com,
you're going to have the average person is not going to get there.
I agree.
So that's why I hit on the steroids. I just think it's total crap.
See, I have a hard time with the bodybuilder females because it's a combo of body fat being
way low.
Two,
uh-huh.
And a muscle. I think that women could, if you gave bodybuilder women
uh-huh.
the same fat percentage as a normal woman
uh-huh.
or healthy average BMI,
uh-huh.
whatever you want to call it, woman.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I am still fighting this cold. I think that those women would look pretty normal.
No, I can't believe that at all.
Really?
I've worked with female bodybuilders, like, in my gyms, and they, like, even at their walking around weight, they are massive. You can't... Fitness competitors, which is different than bodybuilders, That's a different
maybe
story.
I just only know the fitness ones.
Yeah, because you can be a fitness competitor, but to be like a bodybuilder, like those people, you have to. I mean, you can't. I don't think you can say that. No. Well, I couldn't. I wouldn't agree if you did say it.
See, I cringe. Well, I'm cringing more on the steroid comments. But
okay,
I don't
leave the steroids out.
I think that long story short, gaining muscle is a positive thing for everybody to do.
Right. And I wanted to first dispel the fact that women just working out on a normal level, they're not going to look like the bodybuilders.
True.
That was the only point I wanted to make.
And we've totally gone off on different tangents. The statement you wanted to make, and I agree with you, that if a woman was to work out on a regular basis, they're not going to turn into a professional, insert bodybuilder, fitness model, stunt woman, whatever,
right.
Heroin.
The same as the drug.
That's interesting.
I know.
Is it spelled the same?
I'd get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's complete opposites.
Right.
Same word.
So in the realm of your goal, and by your goal I mean the average person now. We're talking about people.
People,
so
not women, not men.
I just wanted to get
people.
That out of the way, that women, it takes a long time to get to bodybuilder status. That's why it's a profession, not the normal.
Okay, so we basically wanted to deter women straight off the bat because we knew that there was going to be questions about that.
It's the number one thing I hear.
Okay.
Because every woman says, oh, I don't do weights because I know I'm going to get huge.
I'm going to bulk up.
Yeah, exactly. And that, give it two weeks at least, because your muscle tears, it gets inflamed, and it looks like it's bulking up, but that's just the muscle repairing itself with extra blood.
And even in that, it's not bulking up in the sense of, oh my god, you would look at that woman and be like, she does roids. It's
right.
It's like, so your arm looks bloated a little bit.
Here's the thing. So many women are caught on the fact of like, oh, my jeans don't fit right, blah, blah, blah. And they're caught up in the numbers. That can really matter, you know? Like a lot.
I don't get me wrong. I love the numbers myself.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
I can't. I don't know. I think like one of my friends, she's like, oh, yeah, I cut the size out of my jeans as soon as I get them. So I don't even know.
Oh,
she was like, I just don't want to know.
I enjoy the numbers. I don't know why though.
Whatever. I guess if you're trying to lose weight and you're not obsessed about it, they can be helpful. But whatever.
Yeah.
So talking about muscle, let's get back to that.
Muscle.
So some of the benefits of building muscle. What would be your number one benefit?
You look hot.
Amen.
That's the number one reason. You look hot.
Right. Okay, there you go. That's it. Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Done.
Ipto facto. Put that in your storage tank.
Right. So, women with more muscle look, and people with more muscle look better. Guaranteed. Right? If you are working out.
Granted, I'm not a fan of the woman with a six pack. Freaks me out.
Okay. Well, I can, it depends on, if it's proportionate and it works out, I'm all right with it.
Freaks me out.
All right. Agreed.
Okay, so.
So my
number
one is it helps you lose fat, and let's talk about this. So
really, that's your number one.
That's my number one reason.
Is that you work out to gain muscle?
The purpose of these of everyone else of our listeners' goals. That's the view.
I thought you were just asking me.
No,
when I work out, I work out to gain muscle, look sexy.
Right. If it was like
just
my personal
a byproduct that I lose the fat.
If it was my personal number one, it'd be for strength. You know, because then I can do more. I can lift more crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
my number one is that it helps you burn calories, right?
Okay.
Because
yes,
it's denser. So one, you don't look as if you're fat. You're fat. Sorry, you don't look as fat. And then two, 1 pound of muscle burns an average of 50 calories a day, right?
Yes.
So you put on 10 pounds of muscle, right? That's an extra 500 calories you burn a day. You combine that over 7 days, that's 3,500 calories a week, which equals, surprisingly, 1 pound. So you've burned an extra 1 pound a week by sitting on your ass and doing nothing. So, ipso facto, you're burning fat and looking awesome.
Ipto facto.
I'm your boss.
We can copyright? No, that's already been done.
It's copyright ipso facto?
No, like, make that a...
Our slogan?
Not a slogan, but like a... I don't know what I was looking for on that. No, so I fully agree with that. I mean, the funniest thing is the more, quote-unquote, in shape I get, the crappier I can eat. I know that sounds like that's really weird in the logic of it, but it's the I have more muscle, I have less fat, and all that stuff that I can sit down and I can eat some cookies. And first off, I don't feel bad because I did work out that day.
Right.
But I also don't see the results of eating the cookie.
Right. You know, yeah, like, because you,
granted,
you
have if I more. Ate 8 cookies every day for a week, like I would, you know, eventually see it catch on. But
you have more wiggle room.
I have a lot more gray zone.
Right. So, like, in the beginning, you have to really zone in your diets and your workouts and get everything perfect. And then as you, over the 6 months, 8 months that it's going to take to get to the weight you want, you're going to have more and more wiggle room as you get there. And then if you're competing in an athletic event or a stage event, which most of you probably are never going to want to, then you have to really tie it in again. But... yeah, I completely agree. You have to really, really tie in your diet and exercise. Or you have more time to do what you want to do when you're fit and more muscular. So.
Sorry, this barbecue is just so delicious. I was listening to you.
I know you were. It's just, I see you, Tyler sitting here licking his, like, thumbs. He's got grease all over his mouth, which might just be barbecue sauce. I'm not sure.
It is.
Okay. Sucking down.
It's just so good.
I know. Yeah.
You can get away with eating this kind of stuff.
Well, barbecue's not inherently bad for you.
No, but I'm sure that the barbecue sauce, with all the brown sugar that I can taste on it, and maple and whatever else they put in it, it's not the best.
Right.
But sure, it's tasty.
Yeah. Another reason, muscle is fantastic for you. Going to one of my passions of injury prevention is your posture will get better, like, which is, to me, fantastic.
True.
Your posture gets better, you move better, you feel better, and ta-da, you don't get hurt as much. Since we sit, most of us sit for a majority of our day, it's easy to say that your posture is not very good.
So, in our move, this is going to make sense.
Okay.
I'm going to tell a little story. So, in our move, I got the privilege of driving the U-Haul. You're saying aha as if you are here
I'm doing the, you know, I'm agreeing with you. It's like the Japanese hi.
Awesome. You Thank know, you.
So I'm just doing the uh-huh.
Yes. Thank you. So, my back, like, I played with the back of my U-Haul seat at least 100 times, figuring, oh, if laying down, like, the lean back, you know, like, that didn't work, the up straight down. That stuff hurt. My lower back was killing me. But I can drive in a normal car for hours and my lower back won't hurt. It was the weirdest thing.
Interesting. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the increased rumbling, the seat's probably not as good.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. I felt like I kept dealing with my posture the whole time, like I was trying to align better and everything. And I think it was just the seat, but that made me think of posture.
Right. So... and then, I mean, that opens you up to do a lot more activities. So as you get stronger, you can therefore do more things, you
like
know?
Help everybody move.
You can help. Yeah, you could. You know what? If you wanted to, you could help a friend move if you want, you know, pack up their apartment, maybe help them out a little bit. You know, as you get stronger, that those kind of things become easier.
Or you just help everybody else move.
Oh, yes.
And then when you move, nobody else helps you.
Tyler, no bitterness.
Sorry.
We're not going to talk about that. That's just mean.
You know who you are.
Very true. Yeah. That's...
yeah, you're speechless because I'm
I am. I'm like, oh, where do we go from there?
What's another reason, Keon?
Another reason? Well, I mean, let's see. You can go faster and harder with what you do. So if you're a runner... shut up. If you're a runner, you know, you can run longer distance. If your muscle is better conditioned, if you're
a sex addict,
then you can go harder and longer with that.
That's the meds talking.
That's the meds talk. Yeah,
I just popped a Dayquil.
Yeah, Dayquil's gonna do that to you for sure.
It's delicious.
Guarantee you, Dayquil's messing with your mind right now, Tyler.
And the barbecue.
And the barbecue. Oh, it's you should have read the side. It says do not consume or do not take
Dayquil with barbecue sauce.
Yeah. The vinegar and brown sugar.
Results may vary.
Yeah. Very true.
So good.
But I mean, that's those are, I mean, the top, in my mind, some of the top reasons that you should build muscle. So we got, you look sexy.
Yes.
Burn more calories.
Check.
What was yours? Third?
There was posture.
That was my fourth one. You had one in there.
I only said sexiness, I think.
No, you had one. Whatever. Go listen back. We're
doing this podcast purely because we know that you guys miss us.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And we wanted to get something out there, make sure that you guys get your daily fix. So
go to truefitnessacademy.com and the list will be there.
Yeah. That means I have to listen to it again.
It's like in the beginning. You're fine.
Okay. Whatever. So, tomorrow we'll have something out. It'll be a little bit more substantial for you, a little bit more to digest. And that's about it for today. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler with some tasty, tasty barbecue.
And if you guys want to come visit us in the Bay Area, pop us an email. And
we'll meet you at an open location with a lot of people in a social setting.
Exactly, because we don't like stalkers. Amen and amen. Have a great day.